This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is, quote, failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC, quote, we should never have really ever got to the place we are. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. And children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. Another top health official, infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci, told NBC that final full approval of key vaccines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come as early as this month, something some skeptics have said they need to hear before taking the shot. The coronavirus vaccines have been approved for now on an emergency use basis to counter the pandemic. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day on Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island has ripped through thousands of acres of forest across its northern part and forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. The flames engulfed homes in 5 villages, but the full extent of damage is not immediately known. This is VOA News. Protesters threw stones, bricks, and other objects at a police station Sunday in western Poland in anger over the recent death of a man in police custody. Polish media reported about 200 people gathered in front of a police headquarters. At one point, about 30 people stormed the building and police used tear gas on them, according to news broadcaster TVN24. The protests were triggered by video that emerged of 3 police officers who used physical force on a man who later died. According to media reports in Poland, officers were called to an aggressive and agitated man Thursday. Prosecutors have opened an investigation into the death. Authorities in Chad said on Sunday, fighting between farmers and herders has left 22 dead in central Chad. The conflict was sparked by a land dispute between the two communities, with one side wanting to move in and the other wanting to stop them, according to the local governor. Another 18 people were wounded, she said. A government spokesman says troops were deployed to, quote, maintain order. Tensions between indigenous settled farmers and nomadic Arab herders in the arid Sahel have simmered for years, occasionally erupting into deadly clashes. Mozambican forces backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday said they drove out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas-rich north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrested control of the town on Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamist attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State-linked extremists, locally referred to as Al-Shabaab. Mozambican forces have been struggling to regain control over the northern province, home to one of Africa's biggest natural gas projects, a $20 billion site operated by French energy giant Total. Rwanda sent 1,000 troops last month to shore up the Mozambican military. And authorities in the U.S. said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with 3 people reported missing and thousands fleeing advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but one of only 11 major wildfires in California. Cal Fire says the blaze remains 21% contained Sunday, unchanged from the day before. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.